Diamond with you here on BBC Radio Berkshire, but I'm not in the studio today. I'm out at Pinewood. Pinewood Studios, Britain's answer to Hollywood Studios, and it is even more so nowadays. It's never been as successful as it is now, but it is 75 years old that movies from all over the globe have been made here at Pinewood. Nowadays, people come for very special things that Pinewood can offer over and above other studios throughout the world, really. And of course, that means that there are local jobs, there are local industry, there's local firms very much intertwined in what Pinewood is about. Over 300 independent local companies are providing all the services that you might need if you were a big movie producer or movie maker. One of those services is NLS, who make staging and props for films, and they even make the BAFTA Awards. And with me is Roy Poulter, who started off this family firm. Congratulations, Roy, because it really is a family firm, isn't it?
Yes, it really is, yeah. With two sons and a wife working here, it really is a good thing. Yeah.
Now, that's why it's called NLS. Who are the N, the L and the S?
Okay. The N for Neil, the L for Luigi, my daughter, and the S is for Simon, the youngest son.
You haven't got you in there. You ought to be RNLS.
Well.
For Roy as well. Because I tell you what, it would make it sound royal, but you have got a royal crest on the side of your van, because you are by royal appointment. You've got a royal warrant.
Yes, yeah, we received that about 15 years ago now.
So basically, you don't just make stuff for the Queen, look, gates and things like that, which I know you've done for Balmoral and other places for the Queen. You also make stuff for Snow White.
That's right, we do. We've been making lots of props and on the construction side for Snow White. And we've been making trees, would you believe, to put into Langley Park, which is full of trees. Which,
you've been making trees?
Making trees.
Out of what?
Out of steel. So we make all the armatures for the tree and put it up. It's a bit like a tower crane in a sense, with all the arms coming off.
Yeah.
And then along come the sculptures, and they sculpt polystyrene all around it to make it look like a real
tree. Wow, who would have thought this even... Did you know this world existed before you got sort of sucked into Pinewood?
Not really, no.
I mean, you had a metalworking business, but outside in Ivor Heath.
Yes, I was doing construction work on a bit for the building industry. And many years, when my children were small at school, I got roped into doing bits with pantomime that we produced for the children.
Yeah.
And I thoroughly enjoyed it. So I decided to divert from what I'm doing within my business into the sort of film industry, really. And it's been a great success.
Yeah, well, they say when Pinewood sucks you in, that's where you are. And you have ended up having your business, or part of your business anyway, here inside the studios. And what a fantastic place to be, because you're in a little hut here, but opposite you is the Albert R. Broccoli 007 stage.
Yes, quite honoured, aren't we?
Yes. Have you ever seen any famous people coming and going?
Oh, yes, we see lots and lots of people. Pierce Brosnan, when he was doing the Bond, you just walk past here, and it's lovely.
He's a lovely guy, isn't he? I've met Pierce.
Very nice. He's always nice. They like to stop and say hello.
Yeah.
And even Billy Connolly, as you know, was a metal worker. He even passed a few comments one day.
Wasn't he? Yeah, so he looked in on you, did he?
Yeah, he stopped outside here. They make funny comments. I used to do that.
It depends what you're making at the time. I mean, Roy just took me into the workshop, which is behind, where there is real metalwork going on, lots of grinding and sparks flying everywhere. And you're making things for the Snow White movie that's going on at the moment. But also, what else is going on in there?
We're making some braziers, which we make a lot of for the film set, so they can have the braziers all set round. On Jack and the Giant Killer, it's a film we just finished working on. We did braziers that went on all the walls around the castle, which is a studio at Longcross they were doing. And just phenomenal, little weapons and trailers. It's hard to believe what we do. We've been making crossbows, massive crossbows that went on trailers, that they could people could rush in on to this film set. And it's a big war gun. It shoots hundreds and hundreds of arrows at any one time.
Wow. And what's great about it, I mean, you could be a metal worker outside in the real world out there doing some really boring stuff.
Oh, yes.
But
yes.
Here, they must come up with stuff all the time, which is challenging.
Yes, every day. Every day is a different day. You never know what you're going to get to do. You know, for one day you could be building a staircase, and the next day you could be doing a little brooch. You know, it's unbelievable, the different things that we do. And it's a shame that people do not sort of come into this game because there's so much enjoyment in what we do. I mean, this is the fun industry, really, you know, so you cannot...
It's magic. You're just creating magic, and you're doing the hard work, the real hardcore stuff of creating some of the magic. I've seen the lanterns, candelabra that you're making.
Right, yeah.
Beautiful stuff that anywhere would be gorgeous, but here you could be making medieval stuff one day, fantasy, sci-fi stuff the next.
That's right, and we've made stuff where they do a car chase, and cars have gone off the road into lakes, and we've made like a landing area within the lake, so obviously they don't lose the cars and whatever. You know,
these are things you never think about, and this is one of the companies that's doing the stuff that you and I never think about. Roy, congratulations. He's got a fantastic... Oh, and there's the BAFTA. Of course you make the BAFTAs.
Oh, we don't make the BAFTAs. What we do, we get involved with a company called New Pro Foundry, who cast the BAFTAs. Then once they've cast the BAFTAs, they come out to us in a very rough form, and then we turn them into a nice polished item, and we thread the stems, and they're all ready for mounting.
So you turn it into the award. It just comes to you as a bit of cast metal. Now you turn it into the... Well, there you are. Congratulations. You have a BAFTA.
Thank you very much.
Well deserved. We are in Pinewood right now, opposite the 007 stage, and I'm going to have a peek onto the set of the next Bond movie in just a couple of moments. Here's Wet, Wet, Wet.